Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shalom, family.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom, Israelites. Shalom. Amen. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel, here with my lovely real Brea Serene Israel. Say shalom, Israelites.
Hey, shalom, Israelites. Shalom, family. Shalom. We are so blessed that we're back online. Forgive us. Yesterday, you know how technology is. It would not let me log on. So I don't know what that was about.
I was so away from the Comey pad, though. That was a good one. I saw we had the pizza name. I'm like, man.
I know. My line was getting blown up. The messenger. I said, I wish these brothers would know how many people really listen to them. Like, they got
their
popcorn and
yeah. me was funny last night. She said, "What happened? I'm all set to get in. I got off early, got my food and everything. I'm ready to get into the last minute." And Blog Talk pulled one on us again.
I know. So we got another number of free conference calls. So if that happens, starting tomorrow, I'm going to put both phone numbers on there so people can call into free. The only thing I don't like about free conference calls is I think, doesn't it charge you like 2 cents a minute or something?
I think it's a minute.
Yeah.
But if you got one of them special phones, you know, that you can get from the store with the special people, then you ain't got
special over. People. Oh, wow.
I'm just saying. No front. Hey, look. Anyway, let's get back to this. Let's say, once again, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. Tonight is the Thursday night edition. Okay? Which we call Thursday Night Thunder. How do you get Thursday Night Thunder with the spirit of meekness and charity? That is not exactly the. Is that an ice cream? Is that a movie? Okay. Well, this is the spirit of meekness and charity Bible study class, 3692 area, Illinois, with your brother Isaiah Brown. He got a great precept tonight, y'all. And it's a question. And it's a question that I know each and every last one of us asked at one time or another, asked the Lord. You know, and I know I did. So I guess I'm getting that after tonight. What happened to reasoning with one another? You know, whatever happened to, you know, like, let us reason and things like that. You know, it seemed like more and more people is taking they Bible like a basketball and running off the court with it saying, you get your own. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same anymore. Ain't nobody sharing. And if they do share, it's like, you know, I'm the end all be all and I know everything, and that ain't what the word of God is structured on. It's about sharing. So the more you share, the more you get. Okay. The more you share, the more you receive. The more water you pour out, the more water you pour in. So, what happened to reasoning with one another? That's a great question. You know, that leads into that love thing. So, hey, I'm all ears, Drew. I can't wait to hear this precept. We're going to turn this over to our brother, Isaiah Brown.
Amen. 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 Shalom. Shalom. And before we get started, how can you guys hear me pretty well? Because I don't have my Bluetooth today.
You loud and clear, man. It sounds like you like perfect. You good.
That's what's happening. That's what's up. All right, I'll praise. Hey, family. Amen. All right, what's going on, family? Grace and peace. Grace and peace to my brothers and sisters that's near to us and also that's far. You know, grace and peace, and I hope the Father allow you to have a wonderful Thursday night. And definitely, if you're able to tune into the Bible Blog Talk Show, to the Spirit of Meekness and Charity. All praise to the Father. And you know what? It was a lot of, you know, I had a lot of mixed emotions and feelings during this precept, but through the grace of God, they was controlled. Mixed feelings and emotions. And, you know, it was a question. You know, it's like, what happened to reasoning with one another? You know, and the precept today is only focusing and dealing with reasoning. You know? If the Lord showed me something, give me a chance to show you. Don't blow me off. If I first, excuse me, I won't do the same thing to you. Because the book said, man, let us reason one another. And the word reason means to think, understand, and form of judgment by a process of logic. We will get more into that definition, but the whole thing is, man, let us reason one another. You know, definitely when you're dealing with these super brew congregations that automatically believe they know all and they sit on the right hand of the Father, y'all should be the last ones not answering questions after you thought you answered the question. Because if you say the sky is green, and I found a scripture that say the sky is blue, you shouldn't be blocking me. You shouldn't be blocking comment sections so that person can't talk no more. Because when you do stuff like that and you're not able to reason with them, you kind of just showing them you really don't understand what the whole process is anyway. If the Lord said, thou should not steal, don't be trying to be all up in my, I'm just using it as a metaphor. Don't be all up in my face telling me, well, it's okay to take some pennies off a dude's table. Well, I don't believe that. Well, then we're going to shut you down. We all know what to tell you. It's a whole bunch of things, man. You know, because this is the whole thing, man. This is what the Lord showed me. The Lord showed me this right here. There is absolutely nothing wrong with not knowing something. If somebody want to reason with you or talk to you on a certain situation or a matter, there's nothing. It does not make you a bad person or you slacked on reading if you don't know. If you can't reason with that matter, then it's all good. It's still supposed to be love. Maybe you've been taught a certain thing your whole life. Maybe the Lord hasn't revealed something to you and he's trying to reveal something to you now. But how could you reason with pride and arrogance? See, no love in the heart. You think you know it all. You got your nose all stiffed up with pride and arrogance. How could you? So name the precept in case we have any new listeners tuning in this call. What happened to reason with one another? Is my elder online today? The new elder, the new 50-year-old?
Shalom.
What's up, big bro? How you doing?
Oh, Tawab, good.
Oh, that's good to hear, bro, man. I hate that we couldn't get a chance to listen to your precept, man. The grace of God, I hope you bring it next week. I'll be ready, Lord willing, we live. All right, shalom, shalom. Sorry about that. All right, brothers and sisters, we're about to go ahead and get into this precept. We're about to tear these scriptures up to shreds. As always, peel razor blades and lemon juice. I'm going to start us on the Lord's Prayer, and after I finish reading, Brother Nakomi will read whatever the Father put in his heart. So all sisters, please cover your head. Brothers, please uncover your head. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wisdom lifteth up the head of him that is of low degree, and maketh him to sit among great men. Commend not a man for his beauty, neither a whore a man for his outward appearance. The bee is little among such as fly, but her fruit is the chief of sweet things. Boast not of thy clothing and raiment, and exalt not thyself in the day of honor. For the works of the Lord are wonderful, and his works among men are hidden. Many kings have sat down upon the ground, and one that was never thought of have worn the crown. Many mighty men have been greatly disgraced, and the honor delivered unto other men's hands. I have read Ecclesiasticus chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, bro. Tight and powerful script. Tight and powerful script as always, bro. Thank you for putting that scripture out for me. All praise to the Father. All praises to the Father in Jesus' name, man, because, man, his mercy endures forever. You know, man, like I said, it's real dear to my heart, man. And thank the Father in Jesus' name for the brothers that are able to perform the things that we really need according to the scriptures and also from the pages of the book. You know what I'm saying? It's because, like I said, it's not throwing shade on people on the things they bring to the table, because if you can bring anything to the table that can help a soul, then praise God. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is that I don't think we should get comfortable. You know, because if the Lord is able to use you and show you other things, then there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Because what we need to understand is that, you know, the great tribulation is great. You know, the dietary law is great. Jesus, the unknown God, is great. Knowing that there's that the Father, the Father and Lord Jesus Christ and the angels is in the third heaven, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's beautiful things to know. But you gotta also understand that we all in this flesh right now, and it is very important for us to find lessons on how to help the brothers and sisters with our flesh. Not talking about fornication or adultery or nothing like that, but, you know, what if you have a temper problem? You know, what if you have a pride problem? What if you have an arrogant problem? You know, what if you have an inordinate affection thought problem? Anything. Did you know that by reading these scriptures that's written in the pages of the book, there is a cure for every last one of our sinful diseases? So there's nothing wrong with the things that people put on the table, but we have to understand and be considerate if you're a teacher or if you're a pastor, You know, if you are elder, definitely a pastor, because a pastor is a man that lead a flock of men, because we need them in the vineyard. It's very important, brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to make sure we deal with a lot of things that can help brothers and sisters that with the issues they go with today, definitely seeing what time of day or hour it is right now. It's getting horrible. So we need to find the scriptures to help each other, ourselves, one another, to get us prepared for these days to come. So we're going to deal with a little bit of a hot pocket lesson with today that is called What Happened to Reasoning with One Another? And we're going to find out how important it is to reason with one another. And if you don't know, or if you've been taught wrong, it ain't nothing, it ain't saying you bad or wicked, or you don't know what you don't know what you're doing, you just didn't know. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But the problem come in, brothers and sisters, the problem come in picture when pride jump in. Because remember, you don't want to be found out you was wrong. You don't want to be found out that you've been bogus. You don't want to be found out that you've been lying or being misled. So what do we learn? Pride makes you lie. A whole bunch of things that just find in one word, reasoning. So what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, is go into the book of Isaiah chapter 1. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 1. The book of Isaiah chapter 1. And what we're going to do is read one verse, verse 18. The book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. You get it, big bro? Go ahead and read it.
Isaiah 1 and 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Right, so ain't no everybody got something they dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nobody perfect than the other. Everybody got shortcomings. Everybody got a little something. Maybe they got in their bag. They've been dibble down with a little bit. So ain't nobody perfect. But we're trying to get perfect. Like my brother, Nicole said, man, through the grace of God, when he get here, I'll be where I need to be at. And I hope to God, he do the same thing with me. And it show me. But ain't nobody in the position to think you better than anybody, because we all fighting the flesh and the world will clean us all up at that appointed time anyway. But the whole book said is, so by knowing that, we should be able to reason with one another. Because I know my boo-boo don't stink just as much as, I know my boo-boo stink just as much as yours. So I can't be too far off from you anyway. So we should at least be able to reason with one another. So what we're going to do is look up the definition of reasoning. Reason. It's in a verb. It means think, understand, and form judgment by a process of logic. The synonyms means to consider. The word consider means to think carefully about something, typically before making a decision. And number two is think. So when the book says let us reason with one another, what's wrong with basing our own opinions according to the scriptures on our thoughts? I mean, if you want to use your own thought process, I don't see nothing wrong with it if it's according to the scriptures. So by reason, it means to think, understand. And when you do your judgment when talking to your brothers, it's going to be off of logic. So if it's off of logic, that means it can't be on your opinion. And what I did was I had to grab some I thought was incredible. This was Jacob Israel. All praises to the Father on this right here. He put up this pretty nice meme. I was like, man, that's pretty tight. So what I did was I wrote the meme down in the precept I'm doing right now. And this is the precept right here. And to be honest, it goes hand in glove with the precept, because if you understand what's going on, then you should know what the precept talking about. But this is the hold on a second. All right, so this is what the bro put on there. A statement Brother Joe made on Facebook. I got that on there. And this is what it says. Those who delight in the word grow in the word. Those who delight in opinions grow in opinions. There is a difference. So when it comes to reasoning with your brothers, it cannot be based off of someone else's opinion. Your wisdom, according to the scriptures, will never grow. But voicing your own opinion will broadfire out. So this is why it's very important to hear brothers out. If they're an elder, give them their honor, show them respect. But don't you ever go off of another man's opinion. Don't ever go off nobody else's opinion. Because you will never grow according to the scriptures. You're going to grow off of another, you will grow on the philosophy of a man. You will grow on foolishness, on vain and hubris knowledge of a man. You are going to learn how to think like a man instead of trying to think like the God that's in the third heaven. Don't voice your opinion off of another man's opinion. You voiced only what's written in the pages of the book so you can grow. But you cannot grow if you're basing it on someone else's opinion. So when it comes to trying to buckle the thing down or to reason one another and all that other kind of stuff, how are you going to be able to perform those things if it's if your learning has been based off of someone else's opinion? So what we're going to do is we're going to the book of James chapter 3, the book of James chapter 3. James chapter 3, and what we're going to do is read verses 13 through 18.
James 3, starting at the 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
And this is what it's all about, brothers and sisters. This is what it's all about. Who is a wise man and a dude with knowledge among you, right? So how are you going to show people this knowledge you have? Is it all for boasting and bragging? No. But it say this. Who is a wise man and a dude with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. So that's the very first thing you need. You gotta show them fruits of the spirit. You gotta show that meekness, that gentleness, that humbleness. It's not supposed to be all pride and boast. You're trying to force your power on what you know. It's like a metaphor I heard a brother say once. You can't expect people to hearken to what you're trying to say or listen to you off of what the Lord showed you if you got a pistol in your head shooting it, saying, y'all come here, listen to the word of God. And your mouth all crazy. It's like popping off a pistol. Who gonna come close to you? Oh, you got yourself a machine gun or a machete. Who gonna come close to you, even though you got a Bible on hand, but you flying that thing off in the air? Your mouth gotta be right. Also, you gotta show some fruits of the Spirit. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Gotta be careful with that. So if you envying people and if you got strife in your heart, man, don't even say nothing. Don't try to get into no heated conversation with somebody because it's not going to work out in your favor. You're going to be end up saying something you go have to woefully pay for. Like, for example, I was looking at this video, right? You know, you got the street preachers. Excuse me. You got the street preachers, right, on the corners, right? They doing their thing and stuff like that, right? You know, they keep their baseballs up with their scriptures and stuff like that. Those 10, 15 other brothers and stuff like that. You know, they got their Bibles and stuff, they're reading and stuff. But one of the brothers went to one of the classes that we came out of, you know, with the wrong spirit. Just because he believed he went to this class that some of us came out of, he believed that he knew it all, he had it all, and he thought he was just and right. Right? Let me tell y'all something. Them brothers on that street side tore that man up to pieces. Tore him up to pieces. To the point the women was even up in the book with him, tearing him up to pieces. And it's one thing they said too. Didn't the Lord say we're supposed to be reasonable with one another? So I know you came out that class because you talking just like dude. But what the book say about that? You talking about me wearing fringes, but then he chopped him up with the book with that too. But the brother he was talking to is crazy because the ones on the street had the humility. They had the meekness. They had the temperance. And they tore this man up to pieces. I ain't talking about with their words. But the Bible was a two-edged sword. That little man didn't stand a chance. So I don't know if it was because of envying or strife or anything like that. But during his conversation, you can tell he wasn't in the right spirit to go against them anyway. He didn't come to try to reason. He came for debate. He came for strife. He came for smiting with the fist. He thought he was right because the man that taught him said that they scriptures is perfect. How they teach is great. It's good. And some young boys came and tore him up to pieces. So this should tell us. Is that if you're not in the right spirit, keep your opinion in your back pocket. Because the book of Job, chapter 11, said, should a man lie to make a man hold his peace? And when you talk on those matters, won't that make you ashamed? So we got to make sure that when we go into situations like that, we got to have the right spirit. So let's go into the book of 1 Peter. Let's go into the book of 1 Peter chapter 3. The book of 1 Peter chapter 3. The book of 1 Peter chapter 3. And we're going to pick it up at, we're going to read verse 15, just that one verse, 15.
First Peter chapter 3 and 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? So when we're dealing with one another, when we're talking with one another, even if you don't believe, man, we can still respect one another. Because it's getting so big. I just read a lot, you know, and check a couple of things out, but I don't really say too much or nothing. You know, I'm just watching, observing. You know, because you got so many people that boast and brag on the information they think they have according to the scriptures. And when people start to question your understanding with meekness and fear, then you turn around and throw out your scriptures with an attitude. They throw out another scripture to show you that, you know, I see your point, but according to the scripture, you know, my understanding is this. Well, I don't know what to tell you then. Then you might as well go find yourself somewhere else, or you can go ahead and call up our hotline number, and talk, and we'll deal with you just like that. You know, it got to the point that when we was having this discussion, right, just trying to reason amongst one another online and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? The person decided to counsel the conversation comments. But everybody was being respectful. Wasn't nobody cussing nobody out. Wasn't nobody on no racism. Was nobody on no effery. You know what I'm saying? Was nobody degrading or disrespecting women. Did somebody say something? I thought somebody said something. You know, wasn't nobody disrespecting or degrading women or anything like that. You know, for somebody to shut something down, they shut it down because they couldn't answer the questions no more. And instead of us reasoning one another with meekness and fear and stuff like that and giving glory to God, they shut it down. Why? Because they couldn't answer the question. But does that make that person wicked or wrong or bogus? No. You can possibly be like, well, I never saw it that way. You know, but that's some really good information. But when you share something down and tell them they don't know what they're talking about, they don't know what they're doing, then what they tell you? That they might not really know what's going on. So we shouldn't do stuff like that. And be blocking people just because they checked you on some scriptures. And you can't answer it, but you've been boasting, bragging on your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding you have. So those things are not ought to be. So what we're going to do is we're going to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 this time. One over, the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. I hate I got this cold, boy, but we're going to get through this pretty soon. We're going to get through it. The book of 1 Peter chapter 5. And all we're going to do is read verse 3. Because this is the issue. This is the problem. This is why the Lord said a man should not have this type of authority over people. Because remember, if the Lord said that he made a man a pastor, you do your own research on a pastor, and the pastor is a man that leads a flock of men, you have to understand that how you are and your character is going to reflect off of other people, and how you do things is going to be how they do things. So this is why we need to read this scripture. And this is the reason why we're going to get to that. I'm going to hold my peace for a second. Go ahead, Brother McCormick, the book of 1 Peter 5, 1 verse 3. When you get it, go ahead and read.
1 Peter 5 and 3. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock.
Right. Amen. All praises. So you see, so another thing that what we need to understand is that this played actually big part in this conversation. is because when you do your own research on looking these words up, I found the word that's called lordly. That's indicating lords. And the word lordly means haughty, proud, vain, and arrogant. Haughty, proud, vain, arrogant. Because we're not supposed to be lording over the Lord's heritage. So you got to think about it. If the person that you look up to can't receive information from brothers and sisters, this is talk, I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just talking about something in general. If they can't reason with people, you better believe that maybe the people that follow him won't know how to reason with other people anyway, because they believe they know it all anyway. They're going to believe they know it all. So we just really need to take a close attention on this conversation and make sure that, you know, the person you look up to is not lording, and also check out his reasoning. See if he's able to reason with people. That's for sure a big part of his character. So what we're going to do is, let me see. What we're going to do is go to the book of Romans chapter 12. The book of Romans chapter 12. The book of Romans chapter 12. And what we're going to do is read verses 16, that one verse, Romans 12, verse 16.
Romans 12 and 16. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescending to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits.
Be not wise in your own conceits. Be not wise with arrogancy. Be not wise with hubris. Be not wise with pride. Be not wise with vanity. Be not wise with narcissism, which means in a noun, excessive interest in or admiration of oneself and one's physical appearance. Full of itself or full of herself. So be of one same mind. So be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in thy own conceits. So when you out here going out talking to people or socializing with people or however way you do it, we need to understand that we should not be talking to people with arrogancy, hubris, knowledge, pride, talking vain, and also narcissism. You know, full of your own self, or think you got it good, or if you're one of them brothers who just think who is really big on the outside appearance. So let's be mindful of that. So let's go into the book of Proverbs chapter 29. The book of Proverbs 29. book of Proverbs 29. And what we're going to do is read one verse, 23.
Proverbs 29 and 23.
Amen.
A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit.
Right, and the reason why we're going through these scriptures and stuff is because we need to learn what not to have when reasoning with the brethren. And when you're out and about with your conversations, when you're talking to people, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, or just learn how to have an open mind with conversations. You know, just because you've been taught to believe a certain thing does not mean the stuff that they put on the table was wrong, just because it's different. You know, a lot of us have a really big problem with that. That is ought not to be. So when dealing with one another, we got to really make sure we humble ourselves, show humility, and get this pride and arrogance out of our hearts, even though they're about to bring something on the table we ain't never heard before. Who knows? Because I mentioned it a whole bunch of other times. I might as well mention it again since it's not that far off. You know what I'm saying? Like that fringes lesson, you know, or talking about fringes, for example. A lot of people love wearing fringes, and a lot of people don't really care for fringes. You know, in all, I still love you on either way you go. But what we need to understand is that when somebody is reasoning with you on a certain situation, it's not a good idea to chop them off and think it's wrong automatically right off the bat and call them all type of wicked and evil and all that other kind of stuff because you can't reason with this brother. Because if he got the scriptures out, he's showing you what the scriptures say, then why not hearken? Why not listen if we both love God? You say you love the Bible, we reading the Bible. Why you cutting me off? Why can't we have a legitimate conversation between two grown men? Or when it comes to the Apocrypha. The Apocrypha said what? In the book of, I can't think of the book on top of my name. But when it came to Joshua. Or when it talked about the Feast of Dedication. How you got to go into the book of Maccabees to understand that whole talk anyway. How come we can't reason with one another and show what the Father has shown us with people before they get all into their feelings and want to block and cut you off? These things are not to be. If somebody puts them on the table, then it might be the Lord trying to show you something. But how could the Lord show you something if you can't open your heart up and you already dealing with so much pride and arrogancy that you can't even sit back and try to book up with me and have a good time? So these things are not ought to be. I ain't going to hold you long. We got a couple more after this. So let us go ahead and go into the book of, Proverbs. Okay, we just did Proverbs 29. All right, let's go into the book of 1 Samuel 16. The book of 1 Samuel 16. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. Because it's another thing, too, that we shouldn't be doing either when it comes to reasoning with one another or talking to the brothers face to face. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel 16, and all we want is verse 7, that one verse. Matter of fact, we're going to start at verse 6. We're going to read verses 6 and 7.
1 Samuel chapter 16, starting at the 6th. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
So that's how we supposed to be. The Lord said, "Be like, be ye holy, for I am holy." So another thing too is when it comes to dealing with people and talking to people and stuff like that, or trying to reason with them, you know, don't base their wisdom, knowledge, and understanding off their appearance. You know, maybe they don't, the Lord didn't find it suitable to have them that well on the outside, because it only matters on the inside anyway. So another thing too is that we shouldn't be looking at each other a certain way when it comes to our appearance. You know, you had a silver spoon all your mouth, and you going to a college, you got all your college degrees and stuff or whatever, you know, so you all dressed up to the T with a nice shirt and tie on and some nice boots or dress shoes or whatever way you dress it, and you know, I come through with some blue jeans on with a messed up shirt on, I'm looking at me like I ain't got it on, or that you better than me, or because you dress better than me, your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is more superior than mine because of the appearance. We shouldn't do that with one another. The inside of your heart is what counts. That's it. So when we reason wrong with one another or trying to get in the book with one another, that thought shouldn't pop up in your head on looking at the outside of someone's appearance. Because the Lord don't even deal with us like that. So we should not be dealing with each other like that. So now let's go into the book of Proverbs chapter 18. The book of Proverbs chapter 18, and all we want is verse 12.
Proverbs 18 and 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility.
Right? So before you think you get your honor, before you think you get your, I'm this, I'm that, I'm above all, you know what I'm talking about. Before you think you get whatever, you first need humility. But before we even start with the conversation between before honor and humility, we need to go back up to the top part of that verse. It said, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. So before destruction, the mind of a man is haughty. So before the Lord tear man up to pieces, before he kick him in his ankle and he falls sideways, his mind is haughty. So the word haughty means proud, vain, arrogant, conceited, snobbish, stuck up, self-important, lordly, vain, glorious. So before the Lord tear you up to pieces, you think you somebody special. Before the Lord tear you up to pieces, you vain and hubris. Before the Lord tear you up to pieces to show you really don't know what's going on with these scriptures, you are arrogant. Before the Lord dropped the ball on you, you conceited, stuck up, self-important, like you think it's you that is prophesizing and doing all these great things, but not knowing it's the Father and you just a tool he uses. Humility. Because if we don't understand that it's the Father that gave it to us, and we're using his ability of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, then how could you possibly have a decent conversation among the brethren? How could you be able to humble yourself and talk to them if you don't know how to? So before you drop off the ball and the Lord just get rid of you, he go out to humble you up because you got too much pride and arrogance. So I got to tell you the pieces and you learn your lesson. Then before your honor, you understand you need to be humble. Before honor is humility. Let's go into the book of Daniel's chapter 4, because this one really kind of blew my wig back, well, my little afro backwards. It's because Nebuchadnezzar understood something that some of us brothers just don't understand. And guess what? Daniel was able to reason with him after this whole matter. So let's go in the book of Daniel. Let's go in the book of Daniel's chapter 4. The book of Daniel's chapter 4. Now we want is verse 37. The book of Daniel's 4, verse 37. That one verse, big bro. When you get it, go ahead and read it for me.
Daniel 4 and 37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase.
So you may tell me this man don't even know God, man, was able to humble himself and come to the conclusion that God is who he is, and those that don't come through, and those that don't understand. And his ways, judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Abase means arrogant. Arrogant. Basically, he got his stuff together, but it seemed like he had an understanding of that too. When somebody who didn't even know God was able to calm himself down. But now what we're going to do now is go into the book of Proverbs chapter 31, the book of Proverbs 31. Because now I want to get in some of this reasoning when it comes to women. You know? And, you know, and even how she needs to hold her conversation right when it comes to dealing with certain situations. You know, maybe, you know, talking with her husband or whoever, maybe a dad, a mom, you know, whoever, to understand that they need to be on guard and make sure that their conversation is right too. And make sure pride went into their heart, because if pride into their heart, they might miss out on a great blessing. So what we're going to do is go into the book of Proverbs chapter 31. The book of Proverbs chapter 31. And all we're going to do is read one verse. And that one verse is verse 30. Proverbs 31 and 30. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Proverbs 31 and 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.
Right. So did you know that what we gotta do is we gotta find out that word fear, because we only believe for some odd reason that we only believe when the Bible talk about the fear of the Lord. I mean, fear God and keep his commandments, that's the whole duty of man. And if you fear God, then you'll keep his commandments, right? But you gotta understand is that fear go even beyond that. That's been taught to us. Because the Bible said a woman that fear the Lord, she shall be praised. Right? So keep your finger up right here, brothers and sisters, because we're coming right back. She feared God, right? So that means she shouldn't have something. Let's go into Proverbs chapter 8. But keep your marker here, y'all, because we're going to go back and read it. Proverbs 8 and 13. The book of Proverbs 8 and 13, just that one verse. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate.
Oh, so if you fear God, you're going to hate what? Pride. Right? But then Proverbs 30 say, a woman that fear the Lord shall be praised. But if you fear God, you're going to hate what? Pride. You're going to hate arrogancy. You're going to hate that forward mouth, because you know those are the things that God hates. So this even for a conversation with the sisters, when it comes to them having conversations and stuff on their daily walk, or, you know, be able to face up to the point if you've been wrong or something, or just, hey, you know, maybe it'll up you up on, you know, the spouse that the Most High God has given you when it comes to certain situations, to understand that even by holding your conversation upright and holding your peace, you shall be praised. But in order for you to get your praise and your blessing, you got to hate pride. Because we know how it is with a certain couple conversations in the Bible. Some sisters just don't like. The best thing to do is to hold your peace. And know that as long as I do my thing, I'm going to get my praise. So the sisters got to work, you know. If you have a pride issue, just understand, if you love God, you're going to hate pride. Just a little food for thought. I thought I should put that up in now. So now let's go into the book of, I know I told y'all to keep a marker there, but I just said it, so we don't need to. Let's go into the book of Proverbs chapter 14, the book of Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14, and I have three more after this. The book of Proverbs 14, and all we want is verse 3.
Proverbs 14 and 3.
Yes, sir.
In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them.
Right? So just to know in your heart, this is important. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. So even though you might not see some a certain way as another brother or sister have seen, don't allow that pride to get in your heart. If they're coming to you and try to put logic to the situation, then what's wrong with hearkening to hearing that woman or man out? Because we all need to understand that the Lord has given everybody a portion of understanding. Whoever you got yours from, don't get the whole story. The one I got mine from, don't get the whole story. The things the Father allowed me to have, I don't get the whole story. Anybody who calls themselves a servant of God and try to do this thing right, do not have the whole story. Everybody has bits and pieces. There is no such thing as one man having all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Can't nobody from no other congregation teach him anything, because I got it all where I'm at. That's bogus and foul. Ain't no such thing as one man having it all. The only one that got it all is the Father and Lord Jesus Christ that's sitting in the third heaven. And they portion out who they want to give that understanding to. Did we read that, brother, on the comment?
Yeah.
You read that Proverbs, right?
Yes.
Okay, amen. All right, brother, sister, let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 18. Because when you're out and about doing your thing or whatever, or just dealing with people, this is how we're supposed to be. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 18. And I have two more after this. The book of Matthew chapter 18.
Verse
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, we're going to read verses 1 through 4. This is how we're supposed to be. Go ahead, bro.
Matthew 18, starting at the 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And he said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
So when you got your kids, about 10 here, 4, 5 years old, 6 years old, watch their behavior when they're in a good mood. Then you should have a pretty good understanding of what the captain of our salvation is talking about as how we're supposed to come as children. Because if a kid mad at their brother, what do? They go to their mom and dad, right? And after they finish that matter, they back cool with one another. They don't hold grudges. They are very willing to share. They listen when you talk to them. Even though they have their own ups and downs with obedience, but if you're doing your job as a parent, they most likely will be straight. They quick to love and don't know what hate is. They humble themselves. Somebody needs to grab their toy and they yelling and mad, screaming and yelling. And before you know it, they both sit down, watch TV, eating popcorn together. This is how we're supposed to be towards one another. And not to be bickering and fighting and to make ourselves seem like we the supreme rulers of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Get that junk out of our hearts. We ain't nothing. We all fall short. Ain't no such thing as a perfect man that does that sin of not. We all brothers and sisters. We all supposed to be able to at least learn how to come together and be amongst brethren. Even the sisters when it comes to the other sisters. We all supposed to be able to do that if we call ourselves a servant of God. And just because somebody has a different understanding than what you have learned, don't cross them out as being an unholy or unrighteous friend. We all brothers and sisters. We all supposed to at least learn how to love one another. But we need to, but if you want to be called great in the kingdom, you better watch your kids. And if you doing your job with your child and they come out right, watch their behavior. And we learn and reteach yourself again when you see your children. So we learn this exactly how we're supposed to be towards one another. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 11. The book of Matthew chapter 11. And what we're going to do is read verses 28 to 30.
Matthew chapter 11, starting at 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Right, so whatever you got to go through, man, it ain't that bad. If you are serving the God and you try to do the best you can to serve God and live an upright, righteous life and keep yourself busy and keep the God of Israel on your heart, learn how to treat people, do well, quit putting your mouth on people, those things ain't hard to do. And if you abide those in your life, I guarantee that you will have a pretty decent life. We all have our ups and downs. And when the Lord chastises, it's a light chastisement. We deserve to be getting off. We deserve to get punched in the stomach. But our Lord is doing is just pulling our ear a little bit, telling us to get it right. It's real life. And I hear being you how supposed to be being. Just come follow me and do what's right. And you better understand, it'll be all right. Now let's go to the last spot of this Bible. Let's go to the book of James chapter 4. The book of James chapter 4. And this will be last. The book of James chapter 4. And what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, we're going to read verses 6, and then we're going to skip down to 10. And this will be last.
James chapter 4, starting at 6. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Amen. Skip down to verse 10.
10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
All praises. So we got to understand, brothers and sisters, humility is a great part of fruit of the Spirit we need when reasoning with one another, when you're out and about in your life, when you're trying to take care of business, when you're trying to get in the book, you know what I'm saying? We all should be able to be humble, meek, temperate, patient, long-suffering. We're supposed to have all these fruits of the Spirit and not to be angry or not to be stooped up in pride because somebody chopping at what I've been taught my whole life. And definitely if they're doing it in a meek and a humble, spirited way. So these things are not to be. We need to come as children when we're dealing with one another. We need to learn that we need to deal with these fruits of the Spirit. And we also need to understand that it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that's given us his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So that should give us no room in our heart to boast and make ourselves prideful when it comes to the things he has shown us as if we are pious and holy, because we are not. We all filthy rags. We all trying to get it right. I'm no better than you. You no better than me. We all trying to fight this fight and make it to the kingdom. I thank y'all for y'all time. Everything over, Brother Joe and Sister Ray. Thank you for your time, brother and sister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All praise to the Father.
Yeah, I think I'm somebody. Can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, praise God. You know, praise be the Most High God of Israel. You know, one, his correction is not grievous. You know, it's not grievous. If we, you know, and it says, and he warns us, he said, my son, you know, when you receive chastisement, you do what? Humble yourself. And thank God that he's actually chastising you versus trying to, you know, make you a sacrifice or an offering. That's the other thing.
Wrong.
Man, it was just so many things in this lesson that that just you covered. You know, you covered the part about us being brethren. Just because you ain't at the same address don't mean you don't have to love and don't mean you are void or you've been given a right not to love and respect your brother. You know, we got that really bad among us because it's from that vain and hubris knowledge. We've been taught that, yeah, they don't know this, they don't know that. Yeah, but you don't know this and you don't know that. So six in one hand, half a dozen in the other, don't make you any better or any more or less. That's why the Lord said, you know, he said to covet each other's gift, to ask him for it. You know, you see somebody with a gift of God, man, you don't look at them like, well, how did they get it and why this and why that? You ask the Lord, can you get it? You know, Lord, I'd like to have that. I mean, that's really awesome. I love the way they do with this and that, how they handle this. It could be male or female. You know, asking for those things, it's okay. And there ain't nothing wrong with being wrong. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You know what I mean? You can't be told you wrong. That's pride. And the Lord, like you said, he hates pride. But you can't be told you wrong. You know, you got a problem with you being told you wrong. You know, and I run into that spirit probably more than I run into any other spirit throughout the week, that somebody got a problem with being told they're wrong. So that's pride on the next level. Because the book is, he warns us about that. He said, you know, when you rebuke a scorner, you yourself will get a block. So it's almost like they're turning around on you, you know, or take you out of your place. That's something else you brought up, you being took out of your place because of something else. So, no, man, that's a great, great, great precept. Great. It's just so many things you just hit on, man. So I'm going to leave the rest to the people that's listening. If what I didn't bring up, please do. Because, man, this is supersonic, Jack. I'm going to yield the mic.
Amen, amen. All praises. Thank you, my brother. Oh, yeah, and great reading, brother McComey. Great reading, brother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Yeah, great lesson, brother. We got to have these. You got to have this humbleness when you're dealing with the people and you're dealing with other Israelites and things like that. Like, I was kind of taught this early, even though the people that I was around, they really didn't really do this. They were saying they pretty much said, after a while, they start saying they had everything. But at the same time, my first teacher taught me this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And it reads, I'm going to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and it says, in verse 5, I'll read 5 through 7. It says, I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brother, go to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you because ye go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? And so my teacher called that taking a load. And I do that all the time now. I don't argue with people. I'm saying, Israelites, whatever you, how you believe and what you do and all that, I'm not concerned with it. I'm saying, as long as I'm saying I'm an Israelite. If you're a true Israelite, all I care about is if people go somewhere and do the commandments, learn to do the law, statutes, commandments of God. But all other things, I'm not going to argue with nobody. I'm not going to trip. I'd rather just say I'm wrong, or I just say I don't even care, and just keep it pushing, because I'm just not going to argue with people about these things like that. I'm saying, I'm one of the few Israelites that have been to more than one camp, more than two camps, more than three camps, and I deal with a whole bunch of brothers. I teach a class on Saturday. None of these brothers is from where I come from, but I deal with them every week. I'm saying, and guess what? There are many things we don't agree upon, but like I tell those brothers every time we go through something, hey, I'm not here to convince nobody. If you believe you, and if you totally persuaded that you're in the truth, then do that. I'm not trying to persuade no one. So, like I'm saying, I'd rather take the low. I'd rather let you win than to argue with you. I'm saying, why can't you just defraud yourself? And I was taught that early by my first teacher. So great lesson, bro. I just saying we need to learn. Hey, I'm saying it doesn't mean nothing to me anymore to be right. To win. I'm saying I don't care about winning arguments anymore. That's when I was a youngster in this. I'm 50 years old. I've been in this game for almost 20 years. I don't argue with people no more. I don't debate with people anymore. If you want to debate with me on something, you're coming to the wrong person because I'm not going to do it. So I think a lot of us need to get that. I don't care about being right. I know what I have. So I don't have to prove nothing to no one in the world. He said we better rightly divide the word of truth. He said we got to stay for ourselves to prove unto God. That's the only person that matters. With that, I yield the mic.
Amen, bro. Great wording. I got to work on that myself, bro. Glad you said that. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Mary.
Great lesson, brother. Great lesson. You're so right. We all are just learning in part because that's what the books say, line upon line, precept upon precept. So we ain't none of us got it all. Good lesson. Good read, Brother Nicole.
Amen, sis. Thank you. All right, do we have any more comments? All right, and do we have any announcements?
Amen. Yes, sir. Well, you know, this time of the year, we had the calendar seminar, you know, how we come to the feast days and things like that. So just want to give everybody a heads up. That's next Sabbath day, not this one, but the following, that we're going to go into the calendar and we're going to sort out the feast day. So to whom it may be concerned, those of us that are into this and that are into those things, you're more than welcome to join us. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to get into this calendar and we're going to look at the feast days from the month of Abib. And going from there, okay? So that's next weekend. People, go up to the dollar store, get your little dollar calendar with the moons on it, you know, the one to get, because they actually do. I mean, for a dollar, you can't go wrong with these calendars, man. You get all type of landscapes and cute, curly, fuzzy animals and fishies and water and marine life and all that stuff for $1. And guess what you get to do? You get to put the feast days on them. That's what's up. We're going to be doing that next weekend. Not this one, but the following. We want to be here for that. Tomorrow evening, we want to be back here again for the Challenge of Living Waters. We're going to be here with the Commonwealth of Israel and the Sabbath day, likewise. And then Saturday evening, we're still dealing with tithes and offerings with our brother Miles, right? Which been a phenomenal series, brothers and sisters. If y'all haven't been listening to Financing the Kingdom, shame on you. Woo, boy. Anywho, that's this Sabbath Eve with your brother Miles. Here also is Sounds of Water. That's Saturday evening at 7:00 p.m. Okay, and then there's the Sunday morning brunch. If I'm not mistaken, somebody got their hands up on that. But we'll let that remain to be seen. But I do believe somebody have their hand up. I'm not really sure. Mistaken. It may be, I'm not going to say right here, but I'll wait. If not, then hey, you know, the Commonwealth of Israel is always ready to bring something up. Sunday morning brunch, God willing, that we all live and that we make it to this day. So, anywho, with all of this being said, Brother Isaiah, this is one for that book of Hubris Knowledge. This is one of those chapters that you just sit down and just say, man, Because this ain't just for Hebrew Israelites, man. You got that same spirit is among all the different camps in the world, all among the different denominations, and that's why all the denominations are split. That's why you got Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, and Baptist, Episcopalian, Pentecostal. And it's all those different schisms because somebody got one little funky thing, and then they ran off like they the second coming of God. You know, they wasn't nothing in their eyes a few months ago, but now they the end all be all to everything that belonged to the truth. And that's part of that peace that you brought. That's part of that Hubris knowledge, man. Only one that got it is Jesus Christ. All rest of us, we got bits and pieces. So, yeah. This one here is for that definite book of Hubris knowledge, man. That's a big chapter, big hollow on this one, man. Any closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, sir. That should be enough. I'm kind of trying to rejuvenate my throat because it's a little bit of a cold, but I'm good, bro. You know, just remember we are brethren. You know, we are brothers and sisters. You know, let's learn how to love one another. I get a mic.
Hey, man, and love is just is more than the Lord telling you.
Right.
Yeah, it is more than somebody, the Lord telling you, look, keep my commandments, this is how you love your neighbor. No, he said you got to do it from your heart, and if it ain't in your heart, if that spirit of charity ain't there, if it ain't puffed up, if it's puffed up or vaunt itself or lift itself up, you wasting your time. That's all to it. And the Most High, he already told you you're wasting your time. He said all this stuff, knowledge and prophecy, is going to fade away without the love of the brethren. He said, you got nothing. You can die for him. You can die for the name of Israel. And you still will have nothing. You can die on the stake, burning up. And you still got nothing if you got no love for the brotherhood. Feeling? That's the truth, Jack. You can't get around that. Can't get around it. I don't care how you look at it, you'll never get around it. That's right up in there with that spirit of meekness and charity, right there in that 1 Corinthians 15. Blase past that if you want to. And the Most High going to say, I never knew you because my Father ain't nothing like you. He's a humble and a contrite and a broken spirit. He's nothing like what you think, and he's nothing like us. So stop putting him in our box, justifying our nonsense, and keep the Father's commandment, like he said, and love the brethren as you love yourself. Right?
Amen.
Amen.
And all that being said, love you, Prince. Great precept, great reading, Brother Nakomi. You catch your Brother Nakomi here. Apologies again for yesterday, man. Hey, everybody was there. Self-blog talk. They are something else with that. But anyway, man, I'll be back here next week for the precept. He said he's going to have it ready again next Wednesday evening.
Amen.
So,
I got a question, Job. Can I say one more thing?
Hey, no, man, your throat is jacked up. No, man. No. No, unless you had a lodges or something. No, go ahead, man. What's up?
Hey, I was doing some thinking, right? The next time the Blog Talk Show went to pull this madness, I was thinking about stopping up there at Walmart and buying a ski mask and a golf club.
See, I was just talking about some people. I didn't know you was one. Oh, God. I better not see you up there in the Richard Simmons shorts. Oh, Jesus.
him in the shorts.
Don't Google him. Because you're going to see Isaiah in the shorts. That's going to be not right. Anyway, let me stop. Beautiful lesson. Beautiful lesson. As I was saying, you want to be back here next Wednesday for the Nation of Peace. He said he's going to redo the precept again. So you definitely won't be there. You just want to be here for it. And that's next Wednesday at 7 p.m., so you want to be here for that. So with all of that being said, everyone, we want to thank everybody for their time. And we truly mean it. We want to thank you for your time. And we hope we edify someone listening here at the Sounds of Living Waters today, this night, through the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class. Great precept with your brother Isaiah Brown. We hope that you was edified this evening. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible, people. Time to point it.
Wow.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.